Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Dana, since we last spoke, you've made even more lists now. What other? You just got named to some bit important person thing that's, what is it?
Oh, you're so sweet. I did. I got named to the Curve Magazine Power List for 2024. It was a list of 50 lesbians that are making a difference in the world across a country and abroad. And I'm in incredible company with some of the people I admire the most. So it was an honor to be on it. I was nominated. You had to be nominated to get onto the list. So it was very cool.
We're so proud. I'm just a little lost. Lesbian. I did not make the list.
I'll nominate you next year.
Okay, fine, thanks. you tweeted about this trial. Real talk, we know he paid her $130,000 as hush money payment, but please tell me she was paid way more than that to actually have sex with that monster.
Yes. I know, people came in, they're like, no, she did that for free, and I was like, why?
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about the yuck factor of this week. It's just, ew, yuck. Like, if you thought he was despicable before, you know, I mean, it's just, because we were talking about yesterday, Tristan Snell, right? Jody was saying that, the statute of limitations has not run out for Hillary Clinton to sue for defamation, which I'm sure she won't, but she should.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this whole thing just made me re-angry about 2016, about how much cheating he actually did and how much help he got, right?
I think, I mean, it's one of the things that at least is coming out in this case is that, you know, there is testimony he had multiple affairs. He paid the magazine to kill the stories. Like, it's just gross, but people aren't going to care about that. Or David Pecker's lying. Or I'm just sitting there thinking about Melania, and not as a victim because she signed up for all of this, but Barron probably didn't. And he's sitting there listening to, I mean, he probably has his own opinions about his, you know, the sperm donor already. But it's, I don't care about the other crotch fruit. But Barron is still young enough to go, oh, my God, this is my dad.
And
this
the other
is gross.
Crotch fruit, which I'm just going to steal that forever. The other crotch fruit is on Fox News. Not one person, as people pointed out yesterday, Ted Bundy's family, Jeffrey Dahmer's parents were in the courtroom. He's got no one. Is showing up at any of these trials for him. No one in his family, while he's trying to make the case, I did this to protect my family. His lawyer with a straight face said he's a family man. Mm. He was trying to protect his family. I mean, and David Pecker already, sorry. Okay, I know you and I did not want this much Pecker this week or any week.
I definitely didn't. Let's just call him by his first name, please. Thank you very much.
But I mean, he's already laid out the whole case that this was for the campaign. This was, and it's not just to kill stories about him. It was to plant not just bad, but untrue stories about his opponents.
Yeah, and this is illegal. It's not like they're like, oh, this isn't scrupulous. You're not allowed to do this. Like in a campaign, from what I understand, there's laws against literally falsifying
business records
about your and about your opponents.
Right. Right. Yeah. And you you were saying when someone says he's not nearly as orange as I thought he would be, he's more yellow. Yellow and looked really bored. That's not a compliment.
Nope, not a compliment. One of the jurors that got excused was like, he wasn't as orange as I thought, just more yellow and looked really bored. And I'm like, that's also could be diagnosable. Like, we don't know.
Pick your analogy, Dana. We keep saying whether it's the scene from Wizard of Oz, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, or, you know, the emperor has no clothes. But he's like the incredible shrinking Oompa Loompa. You know, he's just being any of these pictures, these sketches, him outside the courtroom, he's just this sad, angry, grumpy, tired old man, right?
I think he's realizing that. I mean, listen, he's a sociopath, but I think there's some part of him that's realizing this might be catching up with me. Like, this might be it. One of the things that was chilling for me,
It's only the first trial.
Things that was chilling for me, and I'm not sure. Please, someone in the studio, verify this. I was looking at the news, and someone said that there was a text message that was released in Pecker's testimony from, at the time, Stormy Daniels' lawyer to the editor-in-chief of the Inquirer after Pecker was done, and all the text said was, "Dear God, what have we done?"
Yes. We mentioned that yesterday. What have we done?
That to me was more chilling than anything, that these guys, just the dollar, they wanted the money, and then they realized, oh my God, we may have just taken down our democracy.
Yeah, I mean, Dana, in our history, this will go down. It's just the biggest reality show prank. You know, during the first, we kept going, oh my God, is Ashton Kutcher going to pop out? We are not really giving this reality show clown, you know, lifelong business fraud that everyone in New York knew was a fraud and a joke. We are not really giving him the nuclear codes, are we? And then here we are. You're right.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But you just realize what massive amounts of election interference that you know, Hillary Clinton, who was right about everything, shirt available at stephaniemiller.com. Just the massive amounts of help. Just think of what happened in Trump Tower that we don't know. We have the Russian collusion meetings. We have this meeting, the whole National Enquirer catch and kill scheme. I mean, and none of their defenses make any sense, do they?
No, absolutely not. I mean, honestly, I feel like the lawyers he's getting at this point, obviously they're not the best people. And I just think their arguments are absurd. Some of them are just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, even listening to the Supreme Court arguments when, you know, I don't even know what's going to happen there, which is a little frightening. But when you've got, you know, Alito and Sotomayor double teaming a lawyer and making the lawyer look like an idiot, you know, you've gone terribly wrong with your case.
Right. Yeah.
But also some of these arguments are just terrifying. I mean, they really are. They're with a straight face, the lawyer is saying these things.
Just for the opportunity to say crotch fruit again, I'm going to say Eric Trump was on Fox News, and they're just, he's like, oh, he wasn't worried about bookkeeping. He was too busy being president. He wasn't president when this happened. No. I mean, it's just all of their arguments are so, like, just ridiculous. The presidential immunity, that wouldn't apply anyway. He wasn't president when you know, these crimes were committed. And so, anyway, just the whole, and the other thing, Joe Biden wasn't president either. So how is this a Biden directed? This is a local prosecution, right?
Yeah, but you know that his followers don't listen or care about facts. We know that, so it's just frustrating. Yeah. Those of us that understand what's actually happening, we know who we're already voting for, and I'm just hoping that somehow this case, you know, it creates a situation where he is going to be an indicted, convicted felon. Yeah. And let's hope that's the case, because there is a percentage of people out there that voted for Haley that said if Trump is convicted, that he does not deserve to be president. So let's hope that they actually back up what they were saying and they vote for Biden. Yeah.
And meanwhile, you retweeted the Washington Post, who said Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, pro-Trump electors and other allies charged in Arizona 2020 election interference probe. And you just wrote, ha, 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 good.
what else do you say at this point? It's Arizona. I mean, for God's sake, Arizona, if they keep this, I almost said a bad word. Uh-huh. If they keep this crap up in Arizona, it's going to go deep blue, not just purple. Like, Arizona's going to stay blue and go even further. Like the abortion thing, everything that's going on with the fake electors. And I was telling, you know, my co-host AG on the Beans that hopefully all of these indictments, at least they're deterrents for other people doing this bidding again in the next election, no matter what happens, and that they're seeing consequences and maybe they won't sign up for this garbage anymore.
I have left AG and Jody on a little iceberg defending Garland, and I have used my little Herbie the Dentist ice pick and pushed them off.
I don't defend them.
It made me think again, Dana, this is the fourth state now that is charging the fake elector scheme. And I still, you know, there was a discussion on Morning Joe this morning about, like, where was Merrick Garland on this? I don't understand that we're almost 4 years later. And where is the DOJ? I mean, obviously, a lot of the states are like, okay, we're going to, you know, go ahead with this because is it any part of the January 6th case, the whole fake elector scheme?
I actually don't know, but the only thing I can say is that I'm glad the states are charging them and not the federal government, because then he can't pardon himself.
I mean,
that's the only positive I see about this, is if all of these states are the ones that are indicting people, even if God forbid, let's not even say Trump, but another Republican took office and decided to pardon all of these people because Trump somehow got to that person. Yeah. They can't do that for state charges. So I'm fine if Arizona comes with state charges and maybe the DOJ is not involved in it.
I've always thought this was the bigger story, Dana. I want to get your take, is because, you know, the calling it, oh, peaceful tourist visitor, oh, spontaneous riot, whatever, January 6th was just the Hail Mary at the end of this whole election theft, fake elector scheme. And that's the bigger story. And I understand states going, we can't have this. We can't just say it's okay to claim you're a fake elector. We're just going to have chaos every election.
I mean, I think even the person that's in charge of elections now in Arizona, and I follow him on Twitter, but I don't think he was a Democrat at the beginning of all of this, was he? I think it's just that Carrie Lake went up against him, and so he started doing the right thing. I could be wrong about that, but... What's that?
Oh, Rusty Bowers? Is that who you're talking about?
No. The guy that's actually Carrie Lake sued him, or tried to sue him, and he went after her. I'll see if I can find the name during commercial break.
Yeah. By the way, because Rusty Bowers is something you should only try if you're old enough and you're in love. Don't experiment with that.
with a lot of lube.
Lots of it.
Dana, we were just talking about there are at least a dozen people involved in the siege of the Capitol that are sought or seeking to hold local or national office. That is why all of these people have to be prosecuted to the fullest, because this is, what's this guy's name? Evans, running in his state's Republican primary for a seat in Congress. He described himself as a political prisoner. He's a newly installed member of the West Virginia House of Delegates. He live streamed himself entering the Capitol. He got a 3-month prison sentence. So he vows, when I take my seat in Congress, we will turn the tables and the hunters will become the hunted, vowing retribution. He said, if Biden is returned to office, I'm going to teach my family how to live like Amish people and get ready for the collapse of this country. I mean, you have these lunatics like out of prison that are now running to try to be part of the Capitol they tried to overthrow, right?
Right. And I do believe that it was the Supreme Court that said that only Congress can make a law saying that people that participated in the insurrection or that somehow, you know, went against the 14th Amendment, they can only be removed from the ballots by Congress has to pass the law, and that would be the House of Representatives. So our hope here in this case is that either we get the gavel before November, which looks like a possibility if everyone keeps quitting and tries to burn the place down on their way out, or we get the House back and we pass a law within the House. We have enough votes in the Senate to make it that anyone who went to prison for this insurrection cannot run for office.
Yeah. I mean, the MAGA movement has spent the last 4 years getting a civics lesson, according to Steve Bannon. It's now maneuvered into a position work and put what it's learned into practice. He said the right-wing movement has spent its formative years learning the rules of government and stacking low-level building blocks of government with loyalists. He said now it's time to really start making its move. The result, he said, will be an extreme political movement that will last 100 years. That's what we have to stamp out, I keep saying. Not just Trump, but Trumpism and this MAGA-ism.
Absolutely.
Because go ahead.
I don't know what's going to happen in our lifetime. I mean, I'm not going to lie. This cancer has spread so far into our country that I think it's going to take a lot to weed them out. They're not all old people that are going to die off. And I don't mean to say like that. There's a young generation of people that he has somehow brainwashed into believing this is the right way to govern. And I don't know how we fix it, but I'm okay cutting the head of the dragon off and then dealing with the rest of the body. I'm fine starting there.
Yeah. Ooh, that was gory.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Some headlines just make me happy. Secret Service has started planning for what to do if Trump is thrown in jail.
Yay! I knew that would make you happy.
They've already had meetings on how to handle his security if he ends up incarcerated for violating the gag orders. When is he ruling on that? Does anyone...
I have no idea.
I mean, they're already saying... Dana, I hate how there's just there's like a presumption, oh, he won't put him in jail, because then we're just admitting there's two systems of justice.
Right, and I'm really tired of people being like, oh, don't put him in jail, that's exactly what he wants. No, put him in jail. Yeah. Put him in jail.
Right.
That's where he belongs. This $1,000 is not going to deter him, because his messages are reaching much farther than he cares about that money, first of all, because his little donors are paying for it. So just so you know, like, everyone who's donating to Trump, all you're doing is paying for his legal bills at this point. He's spending millions and millions of dollars. Throw him in jail like you would any other citizen of the United States.
Yeah. Forget all the violence he's inciting against witnesses, jurors, the judge. I mean, it's anyway. Here's the other thing that makes me happy. Trump expected huge crowds of supporters to show up as he stood trial in Manhattan this week, and he's desperate to come up with any explanation for their absence that avoids the harsh truth. Did you see he tweeted about, what did he call Maggie Haberman? Some stupid 8th grade nickname. I don't know. Okay. He's lashed out at her for reporting that he's disappointed with the lack of protests outside his trial. And also that he's farty. She had to report that.
Yeah, he is farty.
And sleepy. Yeah.
He's all the dwarves you never want to hang out with.
And insists that, is there a Shardy? I don't remember.
There should be a farty and a Shardy dwarf.
Right.
Sleepy's actually there, but we should make up our own.
Yes. Uh-huh. He insists that no one's there because police have cordoned off the streets. No, that's been roundly debunked. The police have not. Another of his excuses is Trump supporters are too wary of setting foot in New York due to out-of-control crime. One analyst said it's all a lie. Crime is way down from the pandemic-related spike, but it's one Trump repeats ad nauseum. It's constantly reinforced by Fox News, which pushes out a series of misleading stories and images meant to scare their elderly suburbanite audiences into believing that going into New York results in instant murder. Yes, you are instantly murdered the moment you step. Nonetheless, Trump keeps pleading with his followers to run through what they've been told is a bloodbath in order to, you know, persuade Bragg and Judge Merchan to just give up on the whole trial nonsense. The fact is, there aren't enough people left who care about him. Not even his own family, right?
No.
I mean, that's what
it is. It is sad to see. I mean, it's sad to see, but also it is indicative of what he has done his entire life. Like, they do his bidding because they're related to him. But yeah. I mean, I think his boys look up to him. I think Ivanka's had enough with him. And I'm not defending her in any way because I think she's awful, too. But when you've got people like Megyn Kelly defending him, it's just gross. Like, I'm like, you're defending a rapist.
Yeah.
And she was stalked by someone. Like, I just don't understand these people.
But this article goes to my point. They write, it turns out most of MAGA is not actually as gung-ho to risk injury, prison, or death because dear leader commands it, especially given that unlike on January 6th, where Trump falsely promised they could keep him in power, he simply hasn't given them a reason to show up, and they don't think their presence would affect anything. Some polling data shows that the wind is starting to seep out of the MAGA sails, especially as their leader continues to fall apart mentally under the pressure of prosecution, which is why I always argue, don't be afraid of the bully. He's just a
don't be afraid of the bully.
Paper tiger. We love you, Dana Goldberg. You're the
love you too.
Greatest. DG Comedy.